Hi, I'm Jason.
Hi, I'm Marcia.
And this is Our Blood Runs Black, a podcast that is dedicated to the American miner and mining communities. My co-host, Marcia, and I are both descendants of American miners. My great-grandfather and grandfather were uranium miners in western Colorado. And your family?
My family is all coal mining. I am a coal miner's daughter. My dad and my brother and all my uncles and all those played a big part in the mining industry for years and years and years.
I know that this has been a passion project of yours and a dream that you've had for quite a while. Tell me, why do a podcast on American mining and the American miner?
Well, Jason, thanks. This is going to be a blast. We're going to have a great time going through back through the history of coal mining. Mm-hmm. And I am a coal miner's daughter. My dad was Miles Sutherland, and he was in the McClure Mine 1 explosion. Mm-hmm. So I do have a deep history in mining. My entire family is in the mining community. Mm-hmm. And I myself work for the United Mine Workers in Casswood. I've been underground, and I actually work for the Bituminous Cooperators Association in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So I go back deep into the coal mining fields and into the coal camps where I lived as a child.
And although the title of our podcast, Our Blood Runs Black, is a nod to the American coal miner. We do want to cover all types of mining, especially American miners, gold miners, silver miners, coal miners. Uranium miners, everyone in the American mining community. And we're going to stretch back over the years. We're going to talk about the history of American mining. We're going to talk about how the culture of the folks that lived in company towns, as they were called.
Coal camps. I lived in a coal camp. I did.
And what their life was like. I remember as a young kid sitting in the living room listening to my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, my grandpa talk about life when they were kids. And that was back in the 20s and 30s.
Right.
And I remember them talking about how their daily life was. And even back then, when I was sitting there listening in the early 80s, mid 80s, life had changed so much. But now, I mean, that's what, 40 years ago?
It was.
And so life has changed so much since then. And so we really want to take the time and make the effort to shine a light on the American miner, the mining community, and the culture. And bring it to light and, celebrate it as much as we possibly can and bring it to you. If you know about the American mining community, we hope that you will join the conversation and comment and share. And if you don't know about it, this will be a great place to learn. Marcia has all kinds of fun facts and history. She'll be telling us a lot about information that she has in her upcoming book that she's been working on. And so we look forward to sharing our history, our culture, and our community with you. I know that you have a personal connection to the mining industry with your family.
I do.
Why do a podcast about it? And what are your goals in doing this podcast?
I want others to know coal miners' life. Mm-hmm. Podcast is very popular right now. Mm-hmm. I think it needs to get out there, how we lived, how we grew up, mm-hmm. The joys that we had, yeah. and the family connections that we had, and that we, you know, technology so taken over today for the families.
Right.
You know, we loved popcorn at Christmas to decorate
right.
the trees,
yeah.
you know. We went out and got our own cedar trees and, you know, then burn them for wood for breakfast.
Right.
I mean, everything we did back then we used. And in coal camps, it was a family.
Mm-hmm.
But during those times, everything was owned by the company.
Right.
So I
company towns. That's
company towns.
Yeah. So Marcia, your family is heavily in the mining industry. Is that correct?
That is correct. My dad started years ago. When so you see the mule up here, my dad was in the mines, and they did bring out coal, and they used dynamite in order to get the coal out from the mountain. And then they would take mules in there and carry the coal out with mules. So dad was in it for years and years. All dad's friends have been forever. My family, it's just a part of our life, and it's been a way of life.
So mining is interesting because it has a lot of crossover in daily life. You know, I've heard the difference between a diamond and a piece of coal is the amount of pressure it's under.
It is.
It's mm-hmm. a lot like people, right?
It is. We're in a lot of pressure. We're going to turn into something else.
Hopefully we're going to be diamonds.
It's not going to be gold, I don't think, but some of us may be.
Right. Well, you know, if you get coal for Christmas, just add a little bit more pressure, and maybe next year you'll get a diamond.
That's right. That's right. I brought some coal today.
Yeah.
My brother Mike came over yesterday and brought us some coal. So hopefully, if we held this long enough, it might turn into a diamond. My dad, when he was a child growing up on Hazel Mountain, they had told him about gold and a diamond turning in from coal.
Right.
And his grandfather had given him a little chunk of coal. And my dad carried it in his pocket for years, thinking at some point.
Someday.
It never happened.
He's going to drop on one knee and pull out a diamond
that's
someday.
That's right.
Yeah,
it just didn't happen. From the piece of coal? Yeah, he tried. He carried it for a long time, he said.
Really a great setup, a great setting. You can't see the entire set, but it feels like we're in a mine right now. This is a really cool podcast setup. And as you can see, we've got the walls behind us. It almost feels like we're in a mine. A quick shout out to our sponsors, which include Sterling Haven LLC for producing this podcast. 353 Studios. If you own a business or manage a business that processes credit cards, let us know. We have connections with a credit card processing company that can give you a great deal. We want to pass on the deal to you. Hey, if you're listening and enjoy our podcast and also are a fan of NASCAR and NASCAR racing, we have an opportunity where you can sponsor a NASCAR team. Let us know, and we'll hook you up. And finally, we'd like to thank Crazy Cats Designs. On our podcast, Our Blood Runs Black, we really want to make an effort to shine a light on the American miner, the mining communities, all that they do that helps power America and our modern cities and all of the instruments that we use. Pretty much anything you touch nowadays has some component of something that was mined, right?
Absolutely. Gold. Even your glasses.
Right.
Glasses even have coal. Everything yep. has to be melted to a certain point.
Right.
And then we're actually going to get into the discussion of how coal is actually formed, and it's actually from a plant base and a combustion. And we're also going to go through the four different types of coal in this area. And then you'll, of course, be going through the uranium in Colorado.
Right.
And yeah. I'm hoping to do a little bit of research for you on panning for gold in San Francisco and yeah. how our heritage got that far out. Mm-hmm. Coal mining didn't start until the 1800s. So
oh, wow.
we have a long way to go back.
Absolutely.
Right. But, you know, our country needs coal.
Yeah.
Coal miners love coal, and they have a bond, just like police officers or firefighters. They have a bond that none of us can understand. Mm-hmm. I did work for the legal department, and I understand black lung. I understand, compensation. I understand all of that. But I think our coal miners they loved coal. Mm-hmm. It's just a bond they have. And I want to share what our family life was, and not just mine, but the other coal miners in right. the area. I do know more about the coal industry in this area, in the bituminous coal and all that, than I do across the country.
Yeah.
But Becky Reiner and I are writing a book, mm-hmm. and the name of it is Our Blood Runs Black.
So our podcast, Our Blood Runs Black, has an interesting story in that was a saying that came from someone very special to you, Marcia. Tell us a little bit about how we got the name Our Blood Runs Black.
My dad was in the 1983 mine explosion, Miles Sutherland. And he'd been a coal miner all his life. Mm-hmm. And after the explosion, he was in the burn unit in Charlottesville, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And they came up there actually to depose him for the court hearings that were going to happen about the explosion. And he did quote to them that he didn't have red blood, that He said, our right. blood runs black.
Right.
Not, and that was...
Not positive, not O, not negative.
Not negative. It's black. Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What a pleasure it is to finally be able to bring glory to the men that for years and years have somewhat suffered in silence, have worked hard in quarries and in mines and deep underground. And we're going to, for this season of our podcast, we're really going to explore a lot of the history, a lot of the personal stories that we have. And we're going to talk about the American mining experience, the communities, what it was like for you growing up as a coal miner's daughter. And we're really going to I'm looking forward to getting into some of the details and talking about a lot of things that other folks who may not have grown up in the mining community that they don't know about. And also just really shed some light on a lot of the hard workers that – you know, bring out the coal that power our mega cities and make America run.
But you did mention a little quote about a memory from your family. Mm-hmm. Well, mine was a little bit different. We lived in Trammell, mm-hmm. and my dad's hobbies and his friends, Joe mm-hmm. Short and Bill Bailey, and that mm-hmm. was Don't You Come Home, Bill Bailey. He was my dad's friend. They played with dynamite.
Oh, wow.
And so they went up on the tipple behind the old house.
Yeah, what boy who has the access to dynamite wouldn't play with that?
That's right. Right. And he probably had access to dynamite since he was a child. But they would blow it off behind their houses, and the women in the neighborhood all had these little whatnots in their windows, and they'd all fall out, and they wouldn't know who to blame.
Right.
But, yeah, Dad had fun with some dynamite going on.
Very good. Good. As a grandson and a great-grandson of American miners, this subject is very important to me, and I thank you for taking the time to listen as we explore the American miner, the importance of what they do, and the history that of American mining and how it's contributed to our society and to the American story. This podcast is dedicated to all of those unsung, unspoken heroes that spent days in the dark, in dark, dangerous caverns, pulling out the materials that make modern life so enjoyable.
That's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.